Today we're going to be talking about prescription cannabis in South Africa. It is available, and there's a couple of things that you do and need to know before you dive into it.
I think it's an interesting topic. I'm sure we're going to see a lot of opinions about it, but I find it quite exciting. It's at least a development into some kind of direction, and we've explored the process. And obviously that's where this conversation comes today.
Yeah, no, you guys are welcome to WhatsApp us throughout this episode if you need any more details. There are some people that are doing, you need to go to the right doctor and you need to go to the right process to make sure you're doing this the right way. So do make sure you reach out to us on WhatsApp. It's not as easy it's easy to get lost in the mix, because I suppose part of this prescription thing that we're going to be talking about today is that it's not all legit. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors and stuff out there, and like a lot of people doing some shady stuff saying that, oh no, it's, you know, don't worry, you're getting a doctor's prescription, you know, it's this and that. And like at the end of the day, they're just selling you, you know, they're just selling you bud under the table. And for those that want to do that, that's fine. But for those that want to go for something like legit, and like we're talking like prescription cannabis, yeah, it's not like, dude, you're like, this is getting delivered at, Dis-Chems and Clicks. It gets delivered to your door, but it's like via like a dispensary service. So it's a proper thing. I mean, I'll show you guys the packaging. You can get different things like flower. This was a cart. But you can see, like, ultra professional, child safe. It had tamper seals. Also, like, this is what the card looks like. Comes with batteries and stuff. It's empty now. Prescription ran out. I think, Dean, you got some exposure to the flower as well. You can get, obviously, different flowers, prescriptions.
The flower is very similar, sort of nice packaging. It came in a 10-gram size. What we found quite cool is it was locally produced, sort of relatively close by from a farm out of, like, Stellenbosch
Not
side.
Not the same for this. Not the same for this.
So that was brought in, but on the prescription portal, you know, there's various different source locations, which is quite interesting. Obviously, you know, it would be cool to see mostly, if not all, South African on there, but we're not at that place in South Africa just yet. And yeah, I mean, the flower was not the best flower I've ever smoked, it was definitely good quality, and you can rest assured it was obviously it had followed all the correct processes and came with solid test results. We were pleasantly surprised by it.
Yeah, to have something that, so I suppose the big peace of mind about doing this whole process, let me explain the process. Start up, do the application, reach out to us for some links. And basically that doesn't guarantee you're going to get anything. That basically starts the process of where you actually need to have a sit down conversation with a doctor. This is done, over like a Zoom call or a WhatsApp call. You can basically choose, and you get a few minutes with a licensed medical professional. And they're going to basically ask you a couple questions, analyze why you need cannabis, and then determine your best angle of approach on that. Sativa, indicas.
Because you're consulting with a doctor, so you're being prescribed for a specific ailments, and different ailments are obviously going to have different in prescription points. Which is, you know, this is over just like someone who wants to consume recreationally. This is what you can actually now tackle. Solid medical issues that you may be facing, and get access to medicine in order to natural medicine in order to deal with those issues. And that's something I do like about this process and the doctor's consultation as well.
Yeah. For me, I went through the process. I'm not prescribed anything for insomnia, but I do struggle with sleep, and they obviously picked a strain profile, and they did quite a bit of analysis on that, and they're also going to do a follow-up 6 months after you get it. But yeah, you are, at the end of the process, you get a certified document from SHOPRA, the South African Council for Medical Professionals, and it's got your name on it, it's got your application, it's got the doctor you saw, the doctor's qualifications, It's usually attached to a prescription with the dosages, the quantities, the strain, the batch number. Like, this is some seriously, seriously technical stuff. And it's not like it's through the roof rates. You know, you would think, oh, it's, you know, prescription. Like, there was a phase a while back when prescription was like ridiculously expensive, but now it's like, yeah, I mean, you have to pay for your prescription, and I think it's reasonable. What was your take on price wise? It didn't seem overboard.
I think, I mean, going to the doctor alone these days is like 500 to 1,000, depending on what doctor you go to. So I think, like, rate wise, it was pretty standard, and also, you know, medical wise, the medicine wise, it also seems pretty competitive. So it doesn't seem like it's over the top process. I don't think you'll ever get like the triple A grade kind of styled buds, but you don't generally people say about sort of commercially cultivated stuff, it's never going to be that way as craft, you know. So, but it's once again, you're getting stuff that's been like stringently tested and for a specific ailment. We obviously selected I think it was like a blueberry, and I mean, it was super, super cool to see for it to come packaged, delivered, all of those sorts of things. It was actually a very interesting process, and it's for me, it does. I felt quite confident about it, you know, because it just shows that like things are normalizing in a sense, yeah. And it just seemed like a normal process that like my granny would want to get involved in. You know, my granny's not going to go and grow dank indoor in her garage to get medicine. She's going to want to be prescribed it by a doctor.
She's also not going to go into she's not going to go into Snapchat either and like start DMing strangers for, you know.
Exactly. You know, and like for someone who's having, like, I mean, if you know, like, you know, if, for example, like if you're dealing with cancer or something like that, and you need access to actual medicine that's going to make a difference, and you need it to really treat you for this, you know, rampant case of something you have, I think it's an amazing option that's now available to people, because people do have major issues that need to be dealt with, and not everyone can or wants to cultivate. And you know, at the end of the day, you want to get it from somewhere. You want to get it if you believe fully in sort of getting it from your doctor and being prescribed and knowing that everything was done sort of as legitimately as possible, then it's just a whole new ball game. It's a completely different side of the scope of things we usually talk about.
I believe if you're, so who this is for, just for those that are wondering, like Dean said, consistent. If you want something that's like very consistent, you're probably getting it from a large crop. It's not like going to be a boutique crop. So you want a consistent supply of a consistent strain to give you a consistent effect. That's guaranteed to have no heavy metals. It's traceability. You know, it's a very, very controlled process. And then I also think you've got a big advantage, because this is something that a lot of professionals might want to go for, because yes, it's legal to have cannabis on you, and it's legal to you know, smoke in your own private places and so on. We've explained this before. But as a professional, you know, you've still got to acquire cannabis somewhere. And like, there's people out there that like just can't afford to have a policeman. Risk. Yeah, a policeman accidentally arrest him reputationally just for having cannabis, because police are still doing it. They are. You have 10 grams or 20 grams and they throw you in the back of the truck. They confiscate it. You get written up. You have to go to court. And then the court just dismisses the case because, you know, it was a wrongful arrest. You can't afford it. Some people just can't afford the wrongful arrest. So I think a lot of those people are going to be going in for it. I also believe you guys maybe need to check out, we actually did a whole episode on Section 21 cannabis, about 4 weeks ago with a law firm. And I really want to actually, I can't remember, I think you can, this is the only way to get a prescription for a minor. If you have a minor in your possession that needs cannabis for some sort of various ailments. So that could be, this would be the avenue that you would approach. But other than that, maybe inconvenience purchases, you know, it's once it's prescribed, you know, you can just order it online. But yeah, what it's not for, as Dean, you also said, probably not for your connoisseurs, probably not for, it's not really for getting goofed. You know, like it's medical grade, but it's not, it's not their model, and they're probably not going to entertain that so much. I mean, they do realize, but yeah, that's you're probably not going to get a wide variety as well. I mean, even within the range of prescribable things, I think you looked at it quite recently, Dean. It's probably only 5 to 10 different strains.
There's quite a few things on there, and I think it will grow. It will grow over time, but you'll never get that variety or that trendy nature that you'd get from, say, cultivating your own. Like, if you want to push for the dankest of the dank, the best way to go forwards would definitely still be to learn to cultivate yourself. You know, but if you're, like Andy said, if you're looking for consistency because of various different reasons, then this definitely does make sense for someone. And I once again feel, you know, if you're someone who's like really got serious issues and you need a solution for it relatively fast, you know, this isn't a good option for you. Because not a lot of people wouldn't even know the first place to start to look for.
Yeah. And the instructions, like, I mean, it's just this is just a vape cart, right? But it comes with like a book on how to use it. It's like, take the cart and screw it onto the battery, you know, because like, it's really like, come on, there's a lot of the population that hasn't ever even come in contact with cannabis. And yeah, I guess like a cart could be a little bit complicated to put it in. And even the prescription and like prescriptions are very like well suited to someone getting started on this, you know, or starting into this treatment of a medical illness or, you know, of any sort of ailment, that it's like low and slow. You know, it's going to say literally on day one, it gives you like your puff schedule by the day. And it's just like, say like, and or gram schedule by the day. And it's just going to say on the first day, it's just going to be like, have like a small light puff, second day, third day. And then like by the last day, obviously you've acquired a bit of tolerance to it. And I think that's like a nice way to not scare people off, cannabis. Cause I think some people do obviously get cannabis. It's not exactly, they don't know what it is. And then they just go way too hard or they drunk at the same time, and then you know that causes a whole bunch of side effects that can be unpleasant for the end consumers. Well, I think, I don't know, you're right, it's going to be around for the foreseeable future, Dean.
I don't know, it makes me positive. Like, there's not a lot of positive things happening in, you know, around the scene at the moment. It's felt like we've kind of been moving slow, but you know, there's spaces for every kind of micro industry under the cannabis. There's going to be prescription, there's going to be recreational, there's going to be boutique. And I think they all have their space and their reason to be there. And for those who are interested in something like this, I think it's, you know, it's a solid solution. But once again, it's not going to be for everyone. You know, me personally, I'd prefer to just continue to grow my own, because I can and I have, and you know, but for someone who's never experienced it before and is wanting and is hesitant and wants to get the correct advice and is looking for a medical reason, this is going to help you avoid that, you know, like first time getting way too stoned, getting put off it forever, taking the wrong thing for the wrong ailment. You know, it's just going to give you what you need at the end of the day through a structured process, which is for some people. You know, some people would need that structure in order, and structure around cannabis can only be good in the long run to show that cannabis individuals can also be structured, you know? So yeah. I'm positive about it. Like I said, I don't know if it's fully for me per se, but I think a lot of you out there, it could be for you if you're starting to learn about this journey.
Yeah. Well, guys, we wanted to let you know you have this option available to you. I think it's pretty cool that the systems move this way. I mean, even if you go to the Health Professional Council, the Sharper website, there's like a Section 21 application. You know, it's there, it's available. You know, like, this is legitimized from the top down, not necessarily. This is the least of all the gray area things out there. This is as legit as it gets. You know, the more I try to explain how legit it is, the more it seems like it's probably not. But usually on this channel, there's some sort of element of discretion, but this, I would say, is one of the more up-to-date and good options for you guys out there. So if you guys enjoyed today, make sure to leave a comment. Let us know what your thoughts are. Let us know if you're going to be trying it out. Remember, you can WhatsApp us. We can give you some more details. We can give you some links to get you in contact with the right medical professionals. We obviously don't claim to be professionals, but we'll put you in touch with the right people who will be able to give you further advice. So do reach out to us. And hope you all have an amazing weekend and you're enjoying Youth Day today. And until next time, peace, guys.
Peace, guys.